وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are talking about justice and applying justice to people, which is the maintainer of human rights. So when we talk about human rights, the core of human rights is justice, which means giving people their rights. Now, we keep saying that with justice is a concept. It needs to be applied on the outside by rulers, kings, khalifs, caliphs, whatever you want to call them, presidents. And we're trying to look at it from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Ali alayhi as-salam. One of the things that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam highlighted when it came to justice and to applying justice, and specifically when he talks about the people who are in the position of applying justice, he says that, obviously I'm paraphrasing here, it is when it comes to khilaf or kings or leadership, it is not based on a party-spirited or family bias, which are, in their nature, very bad qualities. Amir al-Mu'mineen considers khilaf or rulership or power to consist of good qualities, such as piety, you know, pious deeds, and meeting out justice to the people, refraining from tyranny and mischief. These are the qualities that needs to be present in the people. That leadership, it should not be based on a party-spirited kind of notion, whereas we see today, we have liberals and we have, I don't know, Democrats, and we have this and we have that, and whoever is in power, then they are in power. And the people, they make no difference. People, at the end of the day, they never get their rights. Or sometimes it's a family, it's a monarchy, where a king leaves the kingdom to his son, and his son leaves it to his son, and so on and so forth. And both of these exist today. The monarchy system and the party-spirited system, where either you have a party running the country, or you see a king that runs a country. And in both of these scenarios, the rights of people and justice is not applied. Why? Because it is lacking the basic, the most fundamental elements, which is being good to people, or it is based on piety and based on justice, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trying to give people what they deserve. In fact, it's based on the contrary. It's based on tyranny and mischief, that when you have a king, whoever opposes him, whoever speaks his mind, as we see this happens in a lot of country, which I don't want to mention, that when those spoke out, some of them were beheaded. And I'm sure you got the idea. They get beheaded. They get imprisoned. We are in 2022. And people are being imprisoned and killed, beheaded literally, for saying and speaking out against these kings. with other governments, the party-based ones, they might not kill you, but they put restraints on you. They control you by their departments, FBI, CIA, Home Affairs, and so on and so forth, that you can't even talk anymore. So tyranny and mischief is their qualities, not piety and fear of God. Let us take a short break and we'll continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So, just before the break, we were saying that any kind of leadership, in order to establish justice, in order to give people their rights, it must have the right deeds. It must have the right qualities, being one of which being kind and being merciful and giving people their rights and establishing justice to the people, not to be tyrants and mischiefs. Now, in any case, according to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, rulership was not meant for those people about whom he himself said, if these people become your rulers, they will behave like Kisra and Qaisar, or Qaisar and Kisra, which were the kings of Persia and the kings of Rome. So these people, they place themselves in the position of God, and people have to serve them, not them serving people. So nor did these persons deserve to be the rulers who were deceitful and oppressive in their nature. If you look at the Caesars and the kings of Persia and even the kings of Babylon and all the civilization that passed, it was not based on mercy. It was not based on trying to give people their rights or trying to serve the people. It was a monarchy. It was just, you are my servant, you are my subject, I can send you to rage wars against other nations, acquire land, divide and conquer, live in poverty, whatever happens to you, I don't care, because I am the king, I am the ruler, and you are my subject. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these people with one objective in mind, is to be the sole servants of those kings. Now, this is exactly what Amir al-Mu'mineen was talking about, that this should not be happening, that such people should not be in power. That you can, if we go back to year 61, Hijri, after the migration of the Prophet, when you see that Yazid himself, when he invaded the Medina of the Prophet, the holy city of the Prophet, in what we call the event of Al-Hurra, and he subjected people to torture, and he killed thousands of people, and many of the women were subjected to rape and so much heinous crimes. At the end of committing his atrocities, he made people sign a treaty that they are his sole servants and nothing else, that they have forfeited their right to life, to be the servants of Yazid. May Allah curse him and curse his father. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's not how it works. You are not in this position to enslave people. People are my creation. They are my servants, not yours. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says that such leaders and rulers should not be in power, and people should not let them be in power. And that no circumstances should we accept rulers and kings and presidents that are oppressive, are tyrannic, and creating mischief on earth. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.